Caleb Emin, a senior U-20 national-level high jumper, was recognized during the Prince George Track and Field Club Sub-Zero meet held at Mossach Place this weekend as he signed with Trinity Western University Athletics. "I am really excited to go to university," Emin said. "It's always been a dream of mine to keep competing as I get older, and my dream has always been to go to the Olympics, so it's a good stepping stone for that, so I'm super excited." Emin said he's gotten a lot better in high jump during the last couple of years. "I've improved a lot, learned a lot, and overall I'm just super excited," Emin said. He experienced a significant injury after his grade 10 season, so heading into grade 11 it was pretty tough going for a while. "I had to relearn a lot of stuff," Emin explained. "But it ended up working really well for me because it gave me a good break so my muscles could relax, stretch and grow. So that was good. I learned a lot about getting back into training. High jump is an event that takes a lot of athleticism and a lot of technique," he said. "I think learning the technique and bettering my technique is super fun," Emin said. "Learning how to be better and fix things up is important because small, minute details can be the difference between being the best and not being able to do any of your jumps. And for people just starting out in high jump, here's a few words of advice. Don't think about how high you're jumping," Emin said. "If you're not jumping that high and you're the worst in the competition, it does not matter. As long as you find your form, feel comfortable in the air and don't get scared of the bar, those things are more important than being good early. I wasn't doing very well at the beginning of high school, and then I got way better and it just worked out." Almost 300 athletes participated in the Sub-Zero meet this weekend as the Prince George Track and Field Club celebrated its 50th anniversary. This is the club's largest meet with high school athletes attending from around northern BC. The meet goes until about 4 p.m. on Saturday and again from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sunday.